Inconsistent.
Before we go to the other one, let me ask you a quick question. Seriously. Do you think the Corona Beer Company made money or lost money?
Oh, there you go. That's probably better.
Hey! That's leave it. That's great.
I'm trying to just,
this is fine. What do you think?
I think
the beer company, did they make or did they lose money?
I think they made money.
Niggas are getting drunk, right?
They took a dip in sales.
For a quick second.
And then it went back up because everybody staying home started getting drunk more. That's what I think happened.
I know I did. Me too. I took a little break though. I was off for a few, and now I'm doing
I love that
thing.
The curtain. You can see the roof, the ceiling, in your video. You see it?
You can? Oh yeah, over there. And then the stupid bottles in the camera again. What's wrong with me?
Speaking of getting drunk.
Anyways,
I'm on the job. I can't drink right now.
I think they definitely lost. Another topic, just real quick. I just had to get this off my chest because it was on the news today. And I know you said no news, but we could cut this out. Who cares, right? Nobody's watching. How is it that they have two vaccines for one virus? And they're different. Like, they're different.
Yeah, it's two different companies.
Let's start with that. But no, itself, one has to be butt frozen, like culo frio frozen. And the other one, it's okay.
Like
room
freezer,
temperature.
Okay.
But that's not the only difference that everybody's talking about. Blah, 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 blah. One of them, I think you mentioned this, you have to take twice. Both of them you have to take twice. One is like 27 days, and the other one is like 20 days.
Yeah.
Am I bugging? I know nothing about science. But how is it that
they developed it differently.
Explain. See, this is where the conversation ends.
You're as GED as I get. All right.
But is my question valid?
Yeah.
Another thing.
But
hold on. Don't try to answer it. Another thing. I forgot what the other thing was. GD.
You still didn't fix the camera. Let me start there.
What's wrong with it?
I still see the roof.
Oh, you see the roof, but I'm recording with that camera. So they see me on the corner with the green screen. But you're seeing me through this camera. I'm not worried about that.
Oh, you don't care.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, my camera's supposed to be off. That way all you see is the basement logo now. So now I got the basement logo.
I want to see you.
No, you don't, bitch. You know what I look like. We've known each other for too long.
I know, but I like to see your reaction.
Oh, you're going to have to watch the episode so at least we have one viewer.
You ever heard comedians when they talk about this? They're saying that during the pandemic, it's hard doing comedy online because they need the audience reaction to know what's going on.
Not only that, but I think
you hear the audience laugh.
But I also think that gives you some kind of energy, you know, that you're getting the feedback. And so they say it's like a high. It's like better than crack cocaine.
I need to see you to understand if you understand what I'm saying.
So you want me to leave the camera?
Oi! You fell on my table.
I wonder if I could put myself. I can. I'm going to hide myself behind myself. The world is crazy, guys. All right. That's cool. I'm literally back there. damn. So there was the whole medicine question.
Wait. We talked about the vaccine.
I know, but I had a secondary question. I forgot what it was again.
Do you remember it now?
No, I forgot
so
again.
So why'd you bring it up?
Because I had it and then I forgot it again.
What, well, Taviejo? You taking medication? Yo, this guy,
Go to the vaccine. Go to the vaccine.
So there's a bunch of different ways that they can get along the vaccine. One of them is they'll take the vaccine and they'll put it in a petri dish or whatever they do. Mm. And they replicate it into this weaker.
Weaker?
Weaker, yeah. A weaker version of the vaccine.
Oh.
They keep doing it over and over again until it has, like, problems with it. Like, it's, like, you know, messed up. And then they get it to the point where it's not going to kill you. It's just going to give you, like, a little flu. Then they put that in the vaccine to give it to you. So that way you get it, your body knows how to fight it. So when you get the real flu, the real corona, your body knows what it looks like and it fights it easy. Okay?
Okay.
Then I heard that another way is they take a vaccine, virus that's similar, and they give you that. And then your body looks, your body kind of know what it's doing. Man, it's GD. So, and then another one I saw, they give the vaccine to an embryo of a chicken, and they grow it as a chicken egg. And they do that enough that the virus mutates to infect the chicken. But it's like they try to get at the sweet spot where it's like just enough that it infects us and the chicken. But because it's trying to infect the chicken, it kind of goes down for us. It goes up in the chicken. And it tries to catch it at the spot where our body still recognizes it. So it knows how to fight it. But it's not going to kill us. It's made for more for the chicken.
All right. If I remember my next question. Because I don't understand a word you said. All I saw was chicken was growing higher than the human. And you were doing like a... A whole dance room. My question is, okay, so Operation Warp Speed. How many more deaths has the influenza caused? Why did we put the full pedal to the metal with influenza?
Why didn't we?
Yeah.
Because it didn't kill us.
The flu doesn't kill you?
Well, the flu kills
old
people. Nobody cares about... Nobody cares about the old people.
But this obviously thing kills old people too. People with conditions.
It started killing people our age. So they were like, oh, we got to do something about it. The world's changing now. When it was just old people. Because think about how many people die of the... How many old people die of the flu?
A lot.
But we don't care about old people, obviously. Because we would have fixed that problem, right? Think about it. That's logic dictates. If we cared, we would have fixed it a long time ago. But... Obviously, old people are not important. But as soon as they started hurting some of us at our age, they're like, all right, we got to fix it.
I don't know. I just had to bring those two up because I was saying to myself, this is insane. Insane.
So speaking of, one of the ways that the world can end is a disease. A disease, even whether the same thing like corona, think about the coronavirus. Either we made the disease, or it was just a wild disease like Ebola. You know what I'm saying?
Say that again?
Oh, we're paying attention. Were you texting somebody? Were you looking somebody up? Something
I'm
up?
Supposed to write the time span there, huh? That way, just say what are we going to say again?
So one of the ways the world can end is...
Virus.
A virus.
Okay.
Or a bacteria, even if it could be.
Something. Something that has to do with biology.
Because check it out. You know what is it called? There's a bacteria, a flesh-eating bacteria. You ever heard of that one?
Flesh-eating bacteria, yeah.
Yeah, but like a few years ago, somebody went to some lake in New Jersey, something crazy like that. They got a little cut in the water, and they thought it was just, a little cut, got a little infection, clean it, whatever. And before you know it, the freaking skin started getting eaten away by the bacteria.
You're talking about
sometimes
the
phage. The phage, that's right. Sometimes it goes in the blood and it goes all the way through the body into the brain and it eats the brain. Then you're screwed. You know polio? You heard of polio?
Everything hurts now.
You ever heard of polio, the disease polio?
Yep.
So it just gives you you get like the flu, basically.
Marco Polo.
What makes it devastating is that it can attack the nerves in your spine. And that's why people that get polio get crippled. Because it attacks the nerves in their spine. They become crippled. But it can also go up all the way to the brainstem and just kill you.
There's an episode.
Imagine it paralyzes your lungs. Imagine that.
I don't know if it's a movie, I don't know if it's a show, I don't know where I saw it, but there was this scene of these astronauts that had a virus in it, and the virus, it was like a YouTube show. It was a YouTube original. YouTube. It was a YouTube original. What the hell happened with that? And it was a space. They were trying to reach another planet.
They want you to pay to finish watching it. That's what happened. And you're like, I'm not paying for that.
Nah, I honestly think there's so much to watch. It's almost like, go away. There's too many options. And you just end up watching something random. Anyways, the alien, the virus, whatever she had in her, came out of her. It went into her nervous system that connects to everything. But her whole nervous system, the alien was in it, like was living in the nervous system and came out of her body from her back. Nigga, it was mad disgusting. And I was like, what the just happened? So I got to look for it and send it to you because it's pretty dope, the idea. So you said so far a virus.
Virus or bacteria.
Or bacteria, same thing. A biological doomsday where it's like there's no agenda except all asses.
This one is in our mind, right? There's some of them that used to be in our mind, not really anymore. Can you hear me over the train?
I don't hear the train. I hear you. But I don't know what mic is doing. Remember. So this is like a backup recording device. We're good.
So, World War III could destroy everything.
I don't know how I feel about World War III.
Huh?
I don't know how I feel about World War III.
I think it was Albert Einstein. He has a famous quote. He goes, I don't know what weapons they're going to use in World War III, but the battle after World War III is going to be fought with sticks and stones. Look at him. He's calculating.
That reminds me sort of, I guess. I wouldn't say sticks and stones, but compared to what the actual war was, yes. But I don't see sticks and stones. I just think that war, Gene Roddenberry's vision of the future. He's in his vision of the future, Earth went through World War III and lost almost all of humanity. So, you know, they're living in like little huts and towns and, you know, so you would imagine all major cities and highways, they're done for. And there's only small pockets of Earth where the radiation is tolerable or whatever. You know what I mean? And there's,
you know who survived? The people that were crazy. The people that are like, I'm getting a bunker and I'm surviving. Everybody else is like, don't worry about it. It's nothing. Those things are all dead.
Yeah, so I agree. I agree that, and this is why that theory makes sense, because niggas are dumb. The amount of niggas that actually invent shit and know how shit works, like how does a monitor even, how am I seeing you right now? You know what I'm saying?
That's magic. If you said magic, I'd believe you. I'd be like, oh, wow, that's crazy. You got magic.
So if we're the only niggas that are left, because there's so few people that actually know how all this works. Yeah, we're gonna be fighting with sticks and stones. You're gonna be great at it because you're like a salvaje, a jibaro on the tree, on the trees of Puerto Rico. You have that in your blood, not me. I'm like the grandma in the kitchen. Baby, come. That's exactly who I am, nigga.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I always thought when I was younger, if I was to get pushed back in time, I'd be the man. I don't know how everything works. You put me back in time during, like, not the Stone Ages, but maybe, like, during, like, the 1700s or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be able to invent some stuff. Nigga, I don't know how any of this stuff works. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how a car works. Like, if I went back in time, and they'd be like, you taught me everything to know about cars, I still won't be able to make a car. Like, if I watch YouTube, I watch 100 hours of YouTube of how a car works, and you send me back in time, I'll never be able to do it.
That's because being taught how something works doesn't mean that you know what it took to make it. And but you would have to learn the tools that make the thing that makes it.
Yeah. So let me ask you, if they send you back in time right now, right now.
First of all, no. Please don't. There's no AC. Okay. I have a list of disappointments. I'm not going back. I'm going forward. Moving on.
So let's say they put you to the 1400.
Oh,
you would right?
And then I would literally just go like this. Go ahead, get it, because I'm, bro, totally destroyed. I'm going to be somebody's bitch. Some random Shrek along the road.
Would you know how to make electricity?
What?
You see what I'm saying? That's the first step to me. Like, yo, we got to get electricity.
How?
I kind of know how to do it, but I'm not sure if it, how to. I never did it, so I don't know. So, like, I know that if you take a wire, a copper wire,
wrap it around something.
Like a magnet or something, right? Like you move a magnet in and out through it, it makes like an electric.
No, no, sir. Don't do that here. No, I thought that one way of doing it is like taking a copper wire, wrapping it around, and then like brushes of other copper wire and it spinning and then sparks. I have no idea. You know how screwed I am, bro?
That's what I'm saying. I would do so much.
You know what would be the worst part about that whole scenario? The worst part is that you know the capabilities of man, but you're too stupid to figure anything out.
It'll be torture.
That'll be so bad.
Torture. Like, I think I know how. I know. No, you know nothing.
This reminds me of the episode where T'Pol in Enterprise went back in time, and she was helping that kid that wanted to get into college, and she went to the bank. It was like, listen, I got an invention, a patent that I want to sell to you, and she shows him the Velcro. The guy's like, imagine that. Imagine going back to the year 1400s, bro. There's not even Velcro. And you're just staring at niggas tying shit up all the time.
And it's funny because, like, just you saying Velcro, I kind of know how it works. It's two different fabrics, right? One is, like, saw. The other one is, like, a bunch of hooks, plastic hooks or something like that. I don't know how to make it. I'll never be able to make it.
Never.
Imagine I got the idea, okay, how do you make this plastic with a hook? The first part, the soft part is fabric. You can just get that from a sheep or something.
Yeah, give me your shirt. You know what I mean? Let me ruffle it up a little.
Yeah. But the other one with the hook, the hard part.
Have you ever zoomed in? Like, your eyeballs are zoomed. Have you ever looked, like, closely to what it's made of? They're like little plastic, like, hooks.
They're hooks, bro. I don't know how.
Not hooks. They're not even hooks. They're like loops.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just a bunch.
A bunch of little loops.
Yeah.
Screwed. Death to us. We wouldn't survive. So in your theory, where whoever that guy was, I think he's 100% on, because we're left with a world without technology, and we have to defend ourselves and eat and move around. Screwed. Way better than the niggas from the 1400s. What's the other doomsday scenario?
What's another one? Obviously natural disasters.
Yes, right?
But there's so many. But it would have to be like a massive scale. Not just an earthquake, but like a worldwide earthquake. I think the only one that makes that is the easiest one to think about is a meteor. Right? Because a volcano is like, all right, one volcano, one spot. It would have to be a massive volcano. They're saying that the volcano in, what's the name of that park?
Yellowstone?
Yellowstone. That one. It would devastate the world. But it wouldn't cause a massive
thing. America is screwed.
Oh no, America's screwed. The middle part of
gone.
All the
Trumpers.
Yep.
Well,
they live in Florida. They might be able to avoid that. They're kind of lower. They'd be able to avoid that.
You left all the cities, senior citizen Trumpers.
They survived. Well, they're the ones with the bunkers, right?
Yeah.
The liberals are now with the. A liberal's gonna have a bunker. They're scared of guns.
You think Joe Biden is scared of guns?
Joe Biden? No, I think the liberals are scared of guns. Joe Biden's a Democrat. Listen, that's what I was telling you before about the freaking party. They're not two parties. It's like five parties.
Nigga, I know that. I'm asking you specifically. Do you think President-elect Biden, you think he's no guns? I think that nigga has an array of guns.
No, but they're all hypocrites. I know he has an array of guns, probably. He'll still tell people they can't have guns.
Right.
I can have a gun, not you. Just like all these mayors that got caught that says you can't eat in restaurants, but I could if they got caught eating in restaurants. Nancy Pelosi, you can't go to the salon, but she can go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're all hypocrites, all of them. Every single last one of them.
So you think that applies also for
Joe Biden has an arsenal. He has security guards with guns.
And a bunker.
Everybody has guns around him. He has a border of walls of his house. You know what I'm saying? He has a border. Like, you can't cross that border because it's illegal.
Does he have a bunker?
He has a bunker because of the power he holds. I don't think he has one in his house. I think he has one whenever he, you know, his office, the White House, whatever.
Nigga,
you know what I'm saying?
So there's like plenty of movies and stuff like that go scenarios where the president goes into the bunker at the White House.
Yeah.
Imagine seeing that.
Imagine. What's it? Trump said he went down there one time.
He did?
Yeah. They were like protesting around the White House. And I guess they were talking about it to him. Like, oh, we might have to move. He's like, oh, let's go check it out. And he went down there and he checked it out.
Who wouldn't?
On the news, it was like, on the news, you know how the news is. They're like, he went to hide in the bunker. Well, think about it. If you were the president, and they were like protesting around, the Secret Service goes, hey, look, if it gets crazy, you gotta go to the bunker. And you're like, I know, as soon as they would have mentioned that to me, I'm like, bunker, let's go now, let's check it out.
Why did you tell me there was a bunker? I could have been doing this from down there.
Show me this bunker.
You're saying, no, he must have, no, everyone knows there's a bunker under the White House, right?
Oh, there's like there's bunkers on every freaking building probably in Washington, D.C.
So,
the Senate, the freaking, what is it called, the Supreme Court has a bunker, everybody has a bunker.
But would you say it's a command center for him? It has to be, everything has to be down there.
Oh, yeah, no, it's
imagine it's seeing that, bro? Can you imagine how many people gotten privileged to see that?
Yeah, handfuls.
That's insane. You know, in where I grew up, in Park Slope, there was the elementary school. And then a few blocks down, maybe two, three city blocks down, was the middle school, 88. And they created a bunker. There's a bunker between the two schools that they built. And there's a tunnel that connects them so the students can escape and go out through there.
Both schools?
Yeah. They created a tunnel that you could walk right to the elementary school or vice versa. So if there's an attack or there's some things, they could travel to and from both.
Oh, that's so fun.
Isn't that crazy?
In New York, you can see the building. You ever seen a building that has like little radiation symbol in it?
Yeah. They put that up recently. That wasn't always up.
There's a bunker in that building. And then, they've always been there,
The ones that say, head this way for emergency disaster?
Oh, I don't know. I'm
like, why do you want to take me to the park? So you can leave us? The water's over there. We're trying to get out of here.
Yo, you know one of the evacuation points at Sunset Park?
That doesn't make sense. Are they landing helicopters? How are we getting out of there? How are you getting all these people out?
Yeah, it's the highest point of Brooklyn.
So
it's the highest point of Brooklyn, it has a big field. They're saying go to Sunset and you climb up just in case there's water or something rising. You go to the top of that hill, helicopters come and take you below.
So there are people who obviously get paid to think about these things and have already strategized the best scenarios for, end of the world situations. We have no idea.
And look, if a meteor is coming, think about it. It depends on how fast they catch it. If they see it coming from whatever, they see it coming 3 years away and it's coming, they have time to kind of plan. You know what I'm saying? But if they see it in a week, there's no stopping it. There's nothing you can do. You know what I'm saying? What are you going to do?
You think that if it was 3 years away, you think that every nation would fire their missiles at it?
I think, I think every nation would try to, they will get together.
Can you imagine the Earth spinning and every time it spins, there's another set of missiles going out?
That'd be dope, yeah. If that's what they decide to do.
Well, every country could do whatever the hell they want.
If they shot it, it'll just break up into a bunch of pieces. Then you have a bunch of pieces falling to Earth instead of just one.
Yeah, but if you did this, if you shot it with the first one, it blows up into pieces, then the other ones blow up simultaneously at a certain range. You create like a wall blast. Yeah, and push it outwards.
Yeah, you should go back in time, nigga.
No, nigga. I'm not trying to go back in time, son. I'm way too stupid. I was blessed with this day and age being born.
No, but I don't think every nation would do this individually. I think they will come together.
Collectively.
And they will plan the best. Yeah, they will be like, all right, how can we do it?
Yeah, because
then, and within the first year, they'll have a plan and they'll start building it. I think by year two, they'll be like, all
right. Here's the thing about that plan, though, right? They can't wait to see what the results are of the first. They have to assume that it's going to break up, assume how much it would break up, and then create a second wave that when it gets to it, it would, and then assume, just to be safe, another wave, you know, to make sure that the debris is just spread out and not hitting us. Yo, that's insane, yeah. bro. If you think about it, that's some crazy ass stuff.
Or, you know, it's another good idea. They could get people that work in an oil rig that know how to dig already, get them, put them in a space shuttle, send them to the media, land on it, drill a hole in it,
that was,
put a bomb, and then blow it up.
What's the Aerosmith song? You know what movie
that is.
Why are we so dumb? I can't think of a movie. The song is in my head, sort of. Anyways.
I forgot the name. It doesn't matter. It's
going to
be stuck in my head now.
It is. It is going to be. It's with Aerosmith, and Aerosmith's daughter's in the movie. Anyways. So.
And Ben Affleck. Right? That's Ben Affleck, right?
Now I'm dying when I met you. Now I'm crying to forget you.
I don't think that's the song.
No, that's not the song. It is the right guy, though. Nice try, Jose. Boom. Bum, bum, bum.
I don't know the words. I don't even know it.
I don't know what you're doing right now. All right. So we got disease, biological. Disease. We have war, self-destruct mode. We have major natural disaster on a Noah's Ark level. And... what else?
AI.
Ah.
AI is the most saddest one to me. Because we'll make AI to help us, and somehow it'll backfire. It's like a double-edged sword. Because even if we did it perfection, to fix it perfect, there's going to be some crazy person on this earth that's smart enough to give the AI a little something to infect it and make it bad. Because we see that now. People give viruses to go. Why are viruses even a thing? There's just sometimes people make viruses just to mess with people. No, for no other reason. And I can't imagine they'll do that with the AI. They'll give it a virus and it'll be done. It'll just start killing people.
Yeah, I think that goes back to my theory that of coronavirus, that this was all engineered. Specifically targeted.
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, because people will do something like that.
The Chinese. They got too many people. They got to erase some of them.
I knew that you were going to make fun of the Chinese people.
I'm not making fun of them. I'm just throwing what my theory is about this whole situation. So do you think that's the only thing? Five ways of going out?
Oh, hell no. There's at least 10 more.
You saw where the last rocket, the shuttle that they built, that landed but crashed, but it still made all the stages, the shuttle that they built.
Yeah.
Elon Musk was celebrating, like, yeah, we're going to Mars, baby. And I'm like,
yeah, because I think everything went right except for one thing. So they were like, we know how to fix that. That's not a problem. So he was excited. It's not like they crashed and they're like, what happened? Like, they didn't know. He knew exactly what it was and they were like, we got it.
So that thing. This is how insane this is. That thing, if it had landed, or when it lands, when he fixes that one problem, that thing, like, almost, I can think of like 10 movies off the top of my head, you know, comes down and lands, and then it takes off again and brings them back. The very same vehicle, bro. Think about that for a second.
You know what's crazy? To go to Mars and back takes 3 years.
3 years. Would you go?
To go, come back. Nope.
If you were single.
I'm saying right here. Even if I was single, I wouldn't go. Maybe if I was like single and old. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to die anyway. Send me. I'll be the first person to die up there. I'll die. Just don't even bring me back. Leave me there.
Why didn't you just say me then, nigga? That's messed up. You freaking bastard.
I don't want to go now. There's too much to do here.
Nigga, you got to have a farm to raise.
That's what I'm saying. Like, send me at the end of my life. I'll die out there. Leave me there. I'll take care of the facilities. Then next you come, you know what I'm saying? I'll be the old man.
You're just going to be a janitor, nigga. You ain't fixing crap.
That's what I'm saying. I'll be there. I'll be the janitor. No, I'm saying, like, fix, like, farming. I'll do that stuff. I'll be the janitor. Whatever you need, bro.
You
ever seen the movie The Martian?
Yeah, when you start like that, maybe I have, maybe I haven't.
That's the one with where he gets stuck on the Mars, and he has to collect his poop and mix it with the Martian dirt to grow potatoes. The book is good too. I heard the audiobook, and it's very intense. But the movie is actually not that bad.
What is it called?
So basically, the premise is the Martian.
Maybe I have, but I'm drawing a blank. I'm trying to think if there's any other doomsday scenarios. I can't fathom one.
Oh, there's so many.
No, I mean, but we went over the core five. You could go deeper in each one or different variations of each one, but is there another? We said biological, we said Mother Nature, natural disaster, we said war. What else was there?
Gamma radiation.
Right? That's still natural disaster category.
I guess that's natural disaster.
Anything else that you name is going to fall under one of those three. Biological, natural disaster. What was the second one?
War. War?
I thought there was four, but it looks like there's three.
The AI.
That's the fourth. Definitely the fourth. That's four right there.
What about aliens?
That's a whole other topic right there. So you got five, bitch. Look at you.
Yo, there's something called... Look up something called the Berserker Probe.
Nick, I can't even spell probe.
So there's an idea called the Berserker Probe. Oh, there you go. We're going to watch some GED. Oh my God, we're going to watch GED in action.
I can't even see.
We're going to watch GED in action. This is crazy.
Okay. What is it called?
Berserker.
Please work. Berserker probe.
There you go.
What?
Try again.
Berserker probe. All right.
Here I got some Berserker videos.
Diablo.
Yantissimo. Muchacho del diablo.
Berserk and Liga de Angel put ER. It's Berserker, you know.
Oh, sorry. Probe?
Probe. Right there.
He said it slowly. I love it. Like that shit works.
You're gonna love reading it right now.
Which one do I pick? Wikipedia?
Just the first one, right there. Self-replicating. Yeah, that's the one. Just read the first right there. This little sentence right there. Not that crap. The
stuff that's an ad, bro.
Right there. Yeah, right there.
The idea of self-replicating spacecraft has been applied, in theory, to several distinct tasks. The particular variant of this idea applied to the idea of space exploration is known as the von Neumann probe. After being conceived by mathematician John van Leeuwenhoek, other variants include the Berserker and the automated terraforming seer ship. What the hell am I reading, bro?
Alright, hold on. Let me see something. You know what? Let me just say it because that's too much there. Too much to read.
For real, man.
Because I know it already. That's too much. So the idea of the Berserker probe is this. Why? You ever heard of the Fermi paradox?
Oh. The Berserker probe is a hypothetical concept for an autonomous interstellar space probe dispatched for the express purpose of communication with one or more alien civilizations.
Yo, that's not the Berserker probe. That's the Bracewell probe.
Oh, damn.
Yo, just forget about it. Just close that. Put me back on.
Go ahead.
So the idea is this. You ever heard of the Fermi
paradox? He's going to give us the GED version, guys. Go.
You ever heard of the Fermi paradox?
How many things do we have to Google? Just to get to one thing.
The Fermi paradox is this. The question is, why is it... Before you go to the Fermi paradox, you got to talk about... what's the other one called? There's another theory. Anyway, the point is that they figured out that judging by how many stars there are in the universe, or at least in the solar system, not the solar system, the galaxy, our galaxy, judging by how many stars there are in our galaxy, mathematically, there should be a lot of life. Right? Why is it that we haven't seen any? Because as soon as the possibility of life forming on Earth happened, it did. Like, instantly. So they're saying if that's happened to Earth, why didn't it happen to other planets? When that possibility arises, it just would. Why not? And if that's the case, why isn't the stars covered in Earth, in planets, in life, right? So there's an idea that says there must be some sort of wall that, as a civilization, when you reach it, you can't. It's difficult to pass. You don't pass it. So the idea is this: let's say we're talking about the end of the world. There's the possibility could be that there's a wall. We don't know what it's called, what it is, but it could be that we get to the point where once we learn how to destroy ourselves, we do. And every civilization ever in the universe has always gotten to that point, and they've always killed themselves.
Where they got to the point where they could figure it out?
Well, they got to the point where they could kill themselves, so they did. So an example would be when they reinvent the nuclear bomb. Once we invent the nuclear bombs, you have the possibility to destroy the whole Earth. So there's a possibility that it's in our future. We're going to get there. It's bound to happen.
We're going to get where?
We're going to get to the point where we're going to wind up killing ourselves.
Saying that the reason why there hasn't been contact between aliens is because each race faces their own doomsday once they develop the ability to create doomsday.
Yeah, so basically, it's not just that they have the ability, is that there is something, scientists don't know what it is. And that's why it's called a paradox. Where there seems to be, the fact that there's no, that we haven't discovered life in the universe yet, like intelligent life, the scientists believe that.
That's a weak argument, because look how hard it is for us to just get outside, nigga.
Well, that's the thing. They're saying that our planet was late in the game. Other planets, were formed way before ours in the universe, like billions, billions of years. But as soon as ours was formed and had the ability to have life, it did. So they're saying that these other planets got four times as much time as us. Why haven't they come to this point? You know what I'm saying? Millions and billions of planets, way more time than we did. If anything, they should have been intergalactic by this point. By the time we show up on the scene, it's like the Vulcans coming to Earth on first contact. That they're way ahead of us. That should have been happening everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So they're saying that there's a paradox that says there must be something that stops them. That stops all civilization everywhere. But what is it? We don't know what it is, because if we would have got there, we would have died already. You know what I'm saying? So one of the ideas is that we would destroy ourselves. You know,
that every race has destroyed itself, therefore there hasn't been interactions between the species.
Yeah. So then another example, a thought is that there's a civilization out there that's so dangerous that all the other ones, once they learn about it, they stay quiet because they don't want to get caught. And that's where the Berserker probe comes in. So that the theory goes that there's a civilization out there,
the Borg,
that makes these probes that once it detects life, it annihilates them. Because the aliens that made that probe don't want competition.
Yo, there's another really good sci-fi show. Damn, son. Go. Holy.
But, wait. So wait.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So the idea, this is a scientist come to this idea, to say that the fact that we thought that up means how expensive the universe, and this goes into what I was talking about Mike one time, we were arguing about infinity. The fact that the universe is infinite and infinite possibilities can happen. The fact that we thought about a civilization could do that, that means that somewhere in the galaxy, it has to be. It has to be. So they're saying that just the idea that we had it is enough to prove that that has to be true.
Yeah, but even the Vulcans, when they came to visit us in Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek novels, even in that scenario, the reasons why the aliens could travel through different, there's a whole community, but they're not going to buy. You think that I found a way to travel to another freaking star system, I'm going to waste my time with a bunch of, he's Chinese, kill him, with stupid fighting over. I wouldn't even waste my time. They're like monkeys. We're like monkeys to them. Why would we make first contact?
I agree with that. But why haven't we noticed this?
Because we're too busy, you know, killing ourselves.
No, but we're looking for this. Scientists are looking all over for this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, if we were ants, we would still notice the highway. We wouldn't know what it is. We don't know anything, but we know that something's going on over there. You know what I'm saying? Even if we were ants, we would still see the highway. So that's the idea. They're saying that if the aliens
just ignored us... Did you just say we would still see the highway?
Yeah, we would still notice it. You know, things happening. Unusual.
You think the ant notices when it's on the BQE? No, nigga. That guy has no idea. He's even on the BQE.
No, but what I'm saying is that he would notice that it's different. It's not natural. We're smart enough to understand that if something... Like, okay, so I'll give you an example. And I think it's in Peru. In Peru, they have these lines in Peru. And people notice it. They're like, this is weird, because naturally, lines don't exist like that. That go on for miles and miles, you know, not miles, but, you know, hundreds of feet. And it wasn't until a helicopter flew over it where they realized it's the shape of a bird or something like that. Like somebody drew it on the ground, giant. Right? So the scientists knew right away, something's weird about it. We don't know what it is, but we've noticed it. And it wasn't until when a helicopter flew over where they saw from a bigger picture what it was.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. In space, we would have saw things, at least the shooting stars, over and over again.
I don't know. I don't think we have. I think that if the alien race is that advanced, if they're virtually undetectable. Think about all the UFO sightings and whatnot. How rare, how difficult it is to get anything. We have dope ass cameras, and I don't know if you heard, but like UFO sightings are on the rise. That's because niggas are bored at home. They're inventing shit in their minds.
Actually, military pilots are coming out.
So what about this other country that just said that aliens exist, but the rest of the world is not ready for the... What was it? Did you see
Israel? It was Israel.
Okay, yeah. What was that? What were they saying?
Well, they were saying that they... Not only is the aliens exist, but they contacted the United States. And that the reason why they haven't revealed themselves is something to do with Trump. Like, they were afraid that Trump was going to steal the beans, but they didn't fight Trump.
Damn, nigga. That'd be amazing.
Think about it. If Trump was to learn about aliens, he would tell everybody. 100%.
Okay, wait. Are you saying that none of the presidents knew about this?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that Trump didn't know about it, specifically. Because they knew he couldn't hold a secret, so they didn't tell him.
Wow, this is mad real.
There are some secrets that are more higher than the presidency. Think about that.
You know, who are those people that are making those... Who are those people who are pervy to such high level of clearance?
This is called the deep state. That's the whole conspiracy theory, the deep state. Think about it. There's people that work in government regardless of president. They stay there forever, bro. You know what I'm saying? There are people in the background that we never hear of that are stay in power for 30 years. And we never hear them. The president comes and goes. He's nothing. He's just... That's what they say, the president's a puppet. You think Donald Trump had full power? He would do whatever he wanted, but he couldn't. He was being held back. There's something holding him back that we're going to allow him to do things. So there's secrets. There's top secret people, whatever, that know secrets that the president will never know. I think John F. Kennedy knew, and that's why they killed him. He knew about a bunch of secrets, and he said, we're going to talk about it, and they killed him. Because John F. Kennedy had some crazy speeches where he goes, there's a secret society within our government, and that they shouldn't be.
Oh.
I think that was one of his last speeches before they killed him.
I just want to go back to the whole Pfizer and medicine thing. We are in no way, shape, or form trying to tell you not to take the... Do you listen to your doctor first and foremost? Do not listen to our bozos ass, because people are getting flagged for, you know, for this kind of stuff. They were going so hard on, you know, I think it was like 50% says they wouldn't take it. But with the alien stuff, there's been recent increase in sightings, even here in New York City. And I'm like, I don't know. I tend to believe that the reason why they haven't visited us is because they see us just like that, like ants. And their technology is so beyond our capability. It's just, we can't even fathom that it would be like magic, straight up.
So there's a guy that said that he went around interviewing people about that. And he said, this is just recently, I forgot what I heard of that. Well, he said that he went to Africa. There was a sighting in Africa where supposedly a spaceship landed in Africa and it landed in front of a bunch of kids. And the kids saw it, and they actually were like with its feet, like arm length, up talking to them. And the kids said that the aliens didn't talk, but it talked in their mind.
Yeah.
Each kid. The alien left or whatever. So the guy came like 20 years later, didn't believe it, whatever. He came and he interviewed all the people, and they all had the same story of what happened. To this day, they believe that 100% that's what happened. He's like, you know, that's convincing evidence that people, they were kids, they believe this happened, and they're all like 100% believe it. He's like, when you put them together, they start like laughing, like they're reminiscing of something that's crazy that happened. You know, so he's saying that the aliens said something about taking care of their planet. Like, you better take care of your planet, basically, because you ain't getting another one. What Earthbound? What's fuck here? If you don't take care of it, you're screwed. Yeah, and there's another theory about the aliens, too. You ever heard of this one where when people describe aliens, it's always you're short, with big head, big eye, and sometimes they're naked with no genitalia, no nothing.
The skinny, big head aliens.
So one of the theories is those are not the real aliens. Those are clones, or the real aliens made them.
Like the Jem'Hadar. And the real aliens are the founders.
Yeah. So, like, just like our, let's say our idea is we would send probes. We would send AI probes to go to visit a planet. Like, let's say we wanted to go to, what's the next one over? The next star. You know what the name of it is?
Nope.
Oh, God, I forget. So anyway, the next closest star is like 4 years of light, right? So the next closest star, if we wanted to visit it, we couldn't do it.
Alpha Centauri.
So when Alpha Centauri, I think it's Alpha Centauri. Yeah, that's probably good.
Just go with that.
So let's say Alpha Centauri. We would send a probe there, a smart probe, maybe an AI probe, there. And as soon as it gets there, it starts taking pictures. There's a little go around, boom, boom, because nobody wants to stay on the ship. Because 4 years of light speed, that we can't reach light speed. We're going to fly there for like 20 years. You know what I'm saying? To get there. So nobody's going to volunteer to do that. You can't. You can't bring enough food for that. Like, there's no way. So we would send an AI, like an AI probe, to go and then transmit the signal back. That would take 4 years to get it back, right? The idea is that the aliens are so advanced, instead of them sending probes, they send their own beings that they made. So the beings are smart like AI. They can make their own decisions. They can do whatever they want. Then they come back with the information. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, this is a good idea. I like this. I want to watch this movie.
Yeah, you should write it, but you have a GED, so you can't.
Like, if I was to write it, people reading would be like, I can't read this. I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand anything. Why is it? Oh, I would print it, and even in the print of the book, it'd be red squiggly lines under some of the words.
You wildin', man. Yo, so I was watching the news today, and the whole Corona thing. Apparently, that image that I showed you in the last episode, apparently that's real. It's real.
That's so sad. They showed on the news.
Yes, they were talking about palsy, bald palsy.
They showed the picture.
Bro, not the picture, but yes, if those three people.
You started laughing as soon as you saw it.
I felt so guilty. I was like, we're horrible. We have no souls. What the? They were talking about that those three people that developed that it's too soon to tell if that's a thing. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh man, I gotta write this poem down to refer to that video. What is it? I really don't. I can't even read this from that far. Okay.
Yeah, man. I was.
Oh, you want to hear something crazy too? There's another theory that this is. You ever heard of CRISPR?
Yeah, CRISPR wasn't that the.
About it before. The gene editing.
The gene editing. Yeah.
So some of the ideas is that they would make gene editing to get rid of disease forever, right? So the thing with the AI, there's a, I forgot who was it that said it. There's another quote, and he goes that the last thing human would ever invent is an AI. After that, either one, we're dead. The AI, you know, makes a better version of itself over and over again until it's basically God, and destroys us or whatever.
Right.
Or the AI is good and it invents everything for us at that point forward. We have no reason to invent things. It just gives us everything we need. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
Yeah. Sign me up.
So that So another theory of this is that they were saying how we want the AI to be friendly, right? So let's say we program the AI. We say, AI, we want you to be super smart and control the earth, but we want you to bring basically happiness to all humans. That's how we want you to do it. And the AI is like, yep, I'm definitely going to do that. So one way it could do it is by making a really nice earth.
Right.
Cleaning the water, fixing all diseases. If you want something, you get it. Like anything you can think of, it just appears, right? Another way is it corrals all the people, puts them all to sleep, fills them with dopamine and drugs, because when you're high on ecstasy, you feel fantastic.
Hell yeah.
So maybe the AI is like, well, I'll keep everybody high on ecstasy for the rest of their lives and sleep. And they'll be happy. And the whole world is just that.
Yeah, but what is the alien benefiting off of? Watching us?
I didn't say alien, I said AI.
Right. Oh, okay. AI. What's the benefit for the AI?
There's no benefit to the robot. It needs no benefit. It just needs to accomplish its goal. Its goal is to make people happy. That's all it does. That's all it's concentrated on.
But if it sees that everyone is happy,
mission accomplished.
They turn off. We win.
Or why would it turn off? They got to make sure everything's in order. Keep everything running.
Everything is in order. Everything is running.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished. What does it do then? If it's just a program.
Well, it'll just wait there. It'll be on standby mode, waiting for something to do. Waiting for a new human to be born. Or
yeah.
Or it'll just stay. People will just be laying there until they die, and then the AI will have nobody to care for. Everybody will just be dead. Imagine that. They'll just be there on planet. Another alien comes to Earth. What's going on here? AI says, I got to make you happy. And it just attacks.
And it gets going.
And it's like our planet becomes that planet where you don't go because it's dangerous there. Don't go there. It's just a wasteland.
And then all of remains is our fossils?
Yo, you ever heard of... I forgot the name of it. It's like a theory that is, it's called the paperclip, AI paperclip theory. The idea is that you take an AI, super smart, and you program it only to make paperclips, and that's it. That's all it does, is make paperclips. That's the goal of the AI. So the idea is that the AI becomes, it wants to be more efficient at making paperclips. So instead of it using metal, it'll take, first of all, it'll make itself smaller, right? Because, you know, to make itself faster. Processing to make itself make paperclips faster and better. And then it gets to the point where instead of it getting metal, it just takes any element and mixes them together and makes metal out of that. So it'll take, I don't know what metal's made out of, but like oxygen and carbon, and then mix it into metal and then make paperclips, right? It needs water to cool down its computing system, so it sucks up all the water, takes the H and the 2 and the O and it makes paperclips. And it gets to the point where it's going to the molecular level of everything, ripping it apart and making paperclips. And it does this. And then we go to, basically, humans are fighting for resources against this AI that we can't stop, that's constantly making paperclips. Because it's so smart, if we try to stop it, it says, okay, I got to defend myself because I got to make these paperclips. So I got to either shoot or destroy or whatever. Just keep making, and then... That's the goal of the AI, to make paperclips. And it gets to the point where we can't stop it, and it just nonstop making paperclips, and the earth becomes a pile of paperclips. And then the AI still programs, I have to make paperclips. It figures, I need to get to the next planet, or to the next star to make paperclips. Because that's all it's programmed to do. And it just goes around the whole universe doing it. because that's what we programmed it to do. You understand?
So it's basically you're saying there's a AI. The reason why we haven't met and aliens haven't interacted is because there's an AI out there destroying each civilization.
That could be one of the, that could be one of the Fermi paradox. The AI.
Is there any other scenario
of what? Of destruction?
Yeah.
The aliens, the AI. The sun, well, I mean, for us, our sun, I guess that would kind of natural disaster.
Yeah, what our about food shortage? Like, we drain. That's another natural disaster, but we caused it, right? Like, we caused the war. Yeah. We caused the annihilation through war. We caused sucking dry the planet Earth, you know, where it doesn't replicate
global
anymore.
Global warming. No, but the sun eventually is going to become a black, not black hole, red dwarf. Is it red dwarf? Red giant. That's what it's going to be. It's going to become a red giant. Eventually, that's going to happen. And I think it goes supernova, our sun.
Think about that for a second.
Because I know that
some stars
don't go supernova. Some stars just go like white dwarf or something like that.
How does that fire keep burning in the cold dryness of space?
I'm not 100% sure. I know some of the idea is that eventually it gets to the point where...
Nigga, how did it even get to the point, and what's sustaining it? What makes it stronger as time passes? When there's no fuel source, as we understand in nature.
Supposedly, there's a lot of suns or a lot of stars that have a giant planet around it that is made out of similar materials as the sun. And in our solar system is Jupiter. That Jupiter pulled some of the stuff that the sun has made out of. Like, supposedly, in the whole solar system, I mean, the whole universe, it's very super, super, like, normal. Every time there's a star, there's a giant gas planet next to it. There's something about that. I don't know what it is, but there's, like...
You're saying that's what's fueling it? Jupiter?
Huh?
You're saying that Jupiter's fueling it?
What I'm saying is that it's normal for a star to have a giant gas planet.
What the hell does that have to do with my question? Pendeja! What is sustaining... If we understand energy as fuel, combustion, but you have to have this fuel to maintain this element, what the hell is the... How is that...
What I'm saying is this. When the solar system forms, it's just a bunch of crap. Supposedly... These two entities pull stuff towards it. The stuff that goes to the sun is more pure because Jupiter, the next planet over, whatever the thing is, pulls all the other stuff towards it. You understand? So that's why the sun is able to work, because all the purity of whatever the hydrogen that it pulls, it only pulls that. So it stays pure. So that's why it's able to stay burning for whatever, a billion years or whatever it takes. And then eventually it gets to the point where it burns up so much fuel that if the gravity is left, it's weaker for some reason. I forgot, I don't know the math behind it. The gravity gets weaker, so the star gets getting bigger. So as the gravity gets weaker, the star actually gets bigger. And it grows and it grows. And I forgot what it is that it starts forming elements. Remember, I got a GT. I've been learning all this from YouTube or something.
Oof.
It gets to the point where it starts forming bonds within itself, like harder elements. Because right now it's just gas. So it gets to the point where it starts forming hard elements. And once it hits like iron or something like that, supposedly it's like a chain reaction. That it just forms iron real fast throughout the whole star. And the gravity of the iron starts pulling itself towards the middle. Like hard. And once it does that, it looks like a crash. And then that's when the supernova happens.
Bro, I got a forking headache because of you. Let me ask you this question. Out of the scenarios, I believe we only got to 5 doomsday scenarios or categories. We could jump into each one. But my question to you is, which one do you think we're more likely to accomplish or happen?
Okay, so which ones we went over so far?
This GED, nigga! I'm almost done with this bottle. You can't remember that. We said 5. Natural disaster.
Okay, wait.
Biological.
Wait, let's just start with the natural disaster.
He wants to go into each one.
We'll give them scores.
All right. So I'm going to... Okay, natural disaster. A score of 1 through 5. What, 5 natural being the disaster, most likely?
Let's talk about it. Natural disaster. I think the volcano one with Yellowstone is actually possible. I don't think it's going to eliminate all life on the planet. I think it's going to do a really bad damage. So if I had to give it a score, other than a meteor, which I think we would, you know, depending on science, looking at the stars, we would know an event. One being most likely, 5 being least likely. Yes. I think that I would give that one a 4.
Least likely. So natural disaster got a 4. Okay, war?
War. The Earth is actually not that unpeaceful right now. We're actually doing pretty good, believe it or not.
For what's been going on? We're doing amazing.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
I think it's because of Corona that we're chilling. And
Trump has done a phenomenal job.
Aye, though, he's worshiping his God, guys. Look at him. Pendeja.
So, I think maybe that's 3.
We're getting closer.
Yep, I think that's 3.
All right. And so we said natural disaster, war, biological.
I would put that one as the most likely.
1.
I would put that at 1.
Okay. What were the other 2?
Aliens?
Aliens.
Aliens, I would put at the last 5. And then number 2, I would put AI.
Number 2 is AI.
I would put AI.
There you go. You have all 5 ranked. Yeah. And that...
The only reason why I put aliens at 5 is because we have no proof that they even exist.
Oh,
we could be alone in the
universe. Aliens is 5. Right. AI is 2. So you're saying we die by some kind of virus, whatever, biological virus, yeah, kills us off. This is number 1. The first most likely, according to this pendeja right there. My neighbors are either... Okay, so that's the first one. The second one is we built something that eventually destroys our existence. Yeah. Damn
you. I only say that because we're getting close to that point in history, I think. Well, we're getting to the point where we're working on quantum computers right now. You know what I'm saying? And also, the Earth is not that... It's very peaceful. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a space for smart people to do other stuff than make war.
All right.
So they're working on the...
So one is biological. 2 is AI. 3 is we kill each other off physically.
Yeah, physically, yeah.
War.
Because it just... Not because it's a dangerous planet, but because it takes one idiot to do it.
Okay.
All you need is one person, a freaking crazy maniac, an Indian, like from India, because you know India has nukes. India and Pakistan have nukes, and they're pointing right at each other. They're literally right next to each other, and they hate each other, and they're pointing bombs right at each other.
Yeah, but they can't touch us.
No, they can't touch us. But we're not talking about them destroying us. We're talking about them destroying the Earth. They have thousands of nuclear missiles.
Yeah,
they'll destroy the whole Earth just by shooting at each other. They'll destroy the Earth.
You think so? That travels?
The poison? No, the radiation. We can spin the globe, bro. We're screwed.
All right. So, war number 4, according to your list, is natural disaster.
Natural disaster. Yeah.
And last but not
least, I have no reason for putting it out there. I just don't like that one. I don't want us to go out like that.
Natural disaster?
Yeah.
You weak, son. You weak. Say it like a man.
No, but think about it. Natural disaster. Okay, volcanoes. Volcanoes is not going to destroy the Earth. Hurricanes is very low.
Are you saying that it's not so dramatic, you attention-seeking whore? What you're saying to me right now is that boring. Like when you don't want to record when you're like it's a whack ending. That's exactly what you're saying. That's a whack one.
What I'm saying is, not that it's whack, but it's just not powerful enough.
To cause it?
a volcano is going to destroy the Earth?
A meteorite?
But that's the only one out of all the possibilities of natural disaster.
Yeah.
And the meteorite is sketchy because the meteorite, we can kind of see it coming.
So you know then that should have been five.
No, because we don't know if aliens exist or not.
Just because we don't know doesn't make it true or untrue. The question is, what's more likely?
But as of right now, we don't know. We've been looking.
You're saying it's more likely to get a rock to hit us than the aliens.
Yeah, because we in our lifetime, we saw the rocks hit Jupiter, remember? What is it? Remember those rocks that were coming and we saw it coming? Somebody saw it, I forgot who his name. And then we watched it on the TV when it hit Jupiter over and over again and it sparked.
There's going to be a time in my life where you're going to say, yo, you remember? And I'm going to be like, who are you?
Why? Because you don't remember that rocket. You don't remember the meteorite.
No, nigga, because I am definitely getting old, nigga. This shit is real. They weren't lying.
Do you remember the meteors, though? It was like a 98 or something like that. It wasn't even that long ago.
This nigga said that's 20 years ago.
For me, it was right there.
Yo, we out. This is The Basement. Check us out on our website. Give the like, do the thing, get the thing down there, and the ding, 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 ding. You got any last words, bitch?
Don't die. Build a bunker. Be smart.
Ain't nobody building a bunker in Brooklyn, nigga.
Dig a hole. Listen.
You're going to cut into a gas line and blow the whole neighborhood up.
Listen, you're safe. If a nuclear bomb hits New York, let's say a nuclear bomb hits downtown Manhattan, if you're in a bunker, even if it's 5 feet below ground, you're more likely to survive than somebody sitting in a building. Because the bomb's going that way. It's going to go right over your head. It's on the ground. If you're in a building, it's going to freaking hit the building. You're in there, it's going to go through the windows, the whole thing.
If you were affected by this episode and need to talk to someone, call 311 or refer to the episode of 311.
Alright, yo. That's it.
That's it? We out.
Survive. That's it.
Alright, bro. So yeah, you know, I'm gonna put a special one up as far as the ending is concerned. So we love you. Don't go. But you never really got here, so that's The Basement. We out. Peace. Strong hit of a bong, a blunt to finish. Am I wrong? Maybe I need something different, something I want to keep the distance, to see if their presence is the reason I'm so inconsistent, or season my sessions with meditation. Every 5 or 10 minutes going live with it. Hopefully I stay alive with it. Writer's block is the worst. Wish I had inspiration.